Hello, my name is Gillian Lum and I'm a director in the employment law practice of Dr. Hofmeyr. I wanted to chat today about the trend that has developed where employees refer more and more disputes relating to the unlawfulness or the alleged unlawfulness of the dismissals rather than challenging the unfairness of the dismissals under the Labour Relations Act. As we all know, under the Labour Relations Act, an employee can refer a dispute challenging the substantive fairness of their dismissals to the Labour Court or the CCMA, depending upon the nature of the dispute. And the Labour Court or an arbitrator before the CCMA has the power under Section 193 of the Labour Relations Act to order the employer to reinstate the employee from any date not earlier than the date of dismissal, alternatively order the employer to re-employ the employee, either in the work in which the employee was employed before the dismissal or in any other reasonably suitable work on any terms and from any date not earlier than the date of dismissal, or order the employer to pay compensation to the employee. And that's where the employee is found to have been substantively unfairly dismissed. Under Section 194, if the employee is going to be compensated, the compensation must be just and equitable in all the circumstances, but may not be more than the equivalent of 12 months remuneration calculated the employee's rate of remuneration on the date of dismissal. So that's the restriction and the limitation on what may be awarded when an employee finds or is able to show their dismissal was substantively unfair under the Labour Relations Act. But there's a potentially then another risk to an employer when you're dismissing someone, that the employee may refer a dispute relating to the alleged unlawfulness of their dismissal. And that they can do under Section 77 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, specifically Section 77, Subsection 3, which provides that the Labour Court has concurrent jurisdiction with the civil courts to hear and determine any matter concerning a contract of employment, irrespective of whether any basic condition of employment constitutes a term of that contract. So that opens up the avenue for employees then to refer alleged unlawful terminations to the Labour Court or to the High Court. And employees, as I've said earlier, are increasingly doing that. And I wanted to then look very briefly at a judgment of the Labour Appeal Court. It's an extempore judgment written by the judge president of the Labour Appeal Court, Judge Wagley. And it involves Toyota SA Motors and Zusa, and it's a judgment that was handed down on the 20th of November 2018. And I really wanted to look at it because the judge sounds, I think, some important precautions to employees when it comes to raising disputes relating to the alleged unlawfulness of the termination of their employment, and also, I think, an important message to employers to guard against these kind of claims being brought against the employer. So very briefly, it's a judgment in which the employees raised a dispute in terms of Section 77 of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. The employees had written contracts of employment for an indefinite period, and a term of the contract was that the employment could not be terminated without a just and legal reason. So it specifically referred to a just and legal reason. And the employees alleged that there was no reason to terminate the employment, and as such, the termination of the employment was unlawful and constituted a material breach of their contract of employment. And they sought not for relief, compensation, or reinstatement or reemployment under the Labour Relations Act, but rather damages consequent upon the unlawful termination of the employment. And Judge Wagley had the following to say about this claim. He said that it appears to have become fashionable for dismissed employees to come to the Labour Court in terms of the BCA and claim breach of contract, seeking either specific performance or damages. I do not know the reason that has given rise to this, but the risk associated with claims made in terms of the BCA, as in this matter before this court, is firstly, unlike in the LRA, the claimant must prove an unlawful breach and not unfairness for the termination of the employment. Next, in terms of the LRA, reinstatement is generally compulsory where a dismissal is found to be substantively unfair. Specific performance consequent upon a breach is not, and generally it is discretionary relief. Furthermore, in terms of the LRA, an employee's dismissal is found to be unfair will receive compensation. In an action in terms of Section 77,
If the employer is able to prove a breach by the employer, the only amount she or he will receive is the loss she or he has proved to have suffered as damages. Here, she or he must also show that they have tried to mitigate the damages, etc. There is no way she or he can prove damages equal to the amount they would have earned from the date of the breach to the date they would have eventually have retired. And here the judge president puts an exclamation mark. This absurd prayer, which is so regular, seems to take leave of the basic rule that one is awarded damages that are proved, not what you would have been paid had you remained in your employ till retirement. So I wanted to raise this judgment because I think it's a very important precaution to employees who seek to refer an unlawful termination dispute, that they need to bear in mind you can't simply claim from the date of dismissal to the date of retirement that that's your damages. You need to prove your damages. You need to show that you've taken steps to mitigate your losses. And often when it comes to proving those damages, an employee is then compelled to lead expert testimony as to their damages and to prove their damages, which obviously increases the cost then of the litigation. So an important sounding bell to employees, but also a caution then to employers that you don't, by way of your contract of employment, create additional contractual obligations and burdens for yourself as an employer. So when drafting a contract, you need to exercise caution that you're not creating contractual obligations over and above your obligations under the Labour Relations Act. Thank you.